So I really wanted to get into the story that came down the pipeline earlier on this week. This was Dan Orlovsky over on ESPN. He says that he thinks Justin Fields will be in the MVP conversation. And it started a whole conversation here in Chicago and, of course, nationally. And with the Bears now not going overseas to play the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs pulled a couple strings, and the Chicago Bears fan base will be heading down to KC. It is an interesting time to be a Bears fan. And I want to talk about this story in particular and kind of the vibes heading into QB1, number one, Justin Fields, heading into the 2023 season later on into this year here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. This actually comes from us from NBC Sports, from Michael Allardyce. An MVP season incoming for Justin Fields? ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky thinks it's possible for the Chicago Bears quarterback. Quote, Justin Fields is going to be in the MVP conversation this season, Orlovsky said. I said that last year and everyone mocked me. Fields went on a tear last year after offensive coordinator Luke Getsy made some midseason tweaks to the offense. Fields actually did get an MVP vote as well. Quote, the Chicago Bears had the number one pick. They were terrible last year, Orlovsky said. The only reason that they were actually in games was because of Justin Fields. Fast forward to this year, their general manager Ryan Poles has done a couple things. Number one, this offensive line has gone from a weakness to a potential strength. The addition of Darnell Wright, Nate Davis, brought over in free agency, now Tevin Jenkins can kick inside. Number two, DJ Moore. Now there's finally some decent talent on the outside that he's going to have a chance to throw to. And then three, the growth that he is going to have. Orlovsky also added to this. Everyone continues to say, follow the Jalen Hurts model for the style. No, Orlovsky said. Justin Fields' season should look a lot like what Josh Allen's second season did that last half. So there's a lot to unpack there from Dan Orlovsky, and I wanted to take it step by step. Let's take a look at his first point, that they have the offensive line going from a weakness to a potential strength, which might be a thing when you do draft Darnell Wright with the 10th overall pick. You do sign Nate Davis coming from free agency in Tennessee. You are able to move Tevin Jenkins to the inside. But it doesn't change the fact that it's still Braxton Jones on the left side. It still doesn't change the fact of what are you going to do with the center position. It still just doesn't change the fact that you have a quarterback that does hold on to the ball for a long time. It doesn't change the fact that this offensive line is going to be another year of new pieces, of new athletes, of new people trying to form some type of chemistry on the fly. Now, they'll have a summer and a preseason and a training camp, but it's still a lot to ask for a fairly young offensive line. But yes, Orlovsky is right. If you're looking for a positive, there's one right there. The offensive line should be a little bit better. Number two, DJ Moore. He mentions DJ Moore. He mentions that the decent talent on the outside and how he's going to have a chance to throw it. Well, Justin Fields, it falls on him. We've been talking about this entire time. From the moment they got that number one overall pick to getting DJ Moore. That they are doing everything to make sure they give Justin Fields all the resources they can. To give this coaching staff every resource it can. To make sure they can make a fair evaluation of Justin Fields. And DJ Moore is a huge piece of that. But let's not get it twisted. This is going to be his first time playing with Justin Fields. This is going to be the first time Fields has had a player of that caliber in the National Football League. And he is the obvious number one on this squad. So it's not like defenses are just going to ignore DJ Moore and going to allow him to do whatever he wants on that field. DJ Moore does a lot more than just help Fields on top of it. He allows Darnell Mooney and Chase Claypool to go into their proper positions. He helps Cole Kmet with being another able, top-tier body to go out there and get the ball. He helps Khalil Herbert and these other running backs that they bring in. He also helps the offensive line. Because if Fields is able to quick release, get the ball to his players, to the playmakers, including DJ Moore, you won't have to keep Aaron Donald set in place for 3 seconds, which is nearly impossible. And number three, I think the big one, the growth that he is going to have. And I think this is where it all comes down to the MVP conversation. Yes, you could talk about the additions that they've made. Yes, you could talk about how he was the reason they were in a bunch of games last year when they still only won 3 games and they were still the number one overall draft pick. Shout out to Lovie Smith. But the reason why people feel, Dan Orlovsky feels strong enough to say that Justin Fields is going to be in MVP conversations because that's what the NFL is. He mentions Josh Allen's growth. He mentions Jalen Hurts' growth. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. All these guys are special. Some of these guys had to develop a little bit slow as starting for some of these guys. But the NFL, NFL media, NFL fans likes to declare things early on before we've even seen players put on some pads and some helmets. And we like to project. And in the NFL, we think if we project early enough, we could say, I got you in this hot take era. Instead of saying Justin Fields is an electric player, has potential, is exciting for a fan base that has never had a player like this, and leave it at that. Watch the maturation. Watch it kind of gel together. And then, as the time has gone on, to say, okay, this kid could be here, here, here. This guy can do this, this, and this. Instead, here we are putting extra pressure on the Jalen Hurts of the world, of the Trevor Lawrences of the world, of the Justin Fields of the world. MVP, you're still in the league with Patrick Mahomes. Let's not forget what the gold standard is in the National Football League. So while I am all in on QB1, he is him, Justin Fields, a graduate of Ohio State, our quarterback of my Chicago Bears, of your Chicago Bears, it doesn't change the fact that we are taking leaps and bounds on things we have no clue about, that we have not seen play out. On paper, it looks fun. 1-2, Fields to Moore, looks awesome. It's an exciting day whenever we see Justin Fields make a play and run down the field. But this is a league stacked with great quarterbacks, a league stacked with great teams, and a league full of parity. If Justin Fields wants to be an MVP, he needs to take the next step. He needs to do his part, as the organization did, by getting him his weapons, by trying to build around him. He needs to take that next step and make his team better. Because a team that wins 6 games isn't going to have an MVP on it. But a team that wins a struggling NFC North, a team that has a quarterback that can surpass a Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, win 11 games, cut down on the interceptions, make some electric plays, and do it in one of the biggest markets for the charter franchise, sure, Justin Fields could be in the MVP conversation. But not in May. Not with a new roster, and not when it's time for him to prove it. I believe in the young man. But that doesn't mean that we should add extra pressure on him by saying he's going to be in the MVP conversation. How many times has the MVP conversation changed from week to week? How many times do we declare a new MVP from week 1 to week 4, from week 4 to week 8, and then by week 9, it's Patrick Mahomes all over again? I want to know your thoughts, though. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. I'm on Twitter at Mike and Media. Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. I am all hot and bothered and lathered up. But you know what? The only thing that will ease me up is with a good, nice, long nap. And the only way to do it is on those beautiful, wonder, soothing eucalyptus sheets and bedding from our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. And you can get 15% off those same awesome bedding and sheeting and mattresses and all the great stuff by using our promo code, The Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off your next purchase. Will Justin Fields be the league MVP this coming up season? We want to know your thoughts. We got a lot left here on The Sports Cubicle. It's the one and only, the marvelous one, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.